Nebraska Extension Almanac.
There are 3 points in time when corn silage is often priced: standing in the field, packed in the silo, and delivered in the bunk. Prices for silage can vary depending upon what part of the process it's being offered. On today's Almanac, Extension Specialist Galen Erickson helps untangle this issue and help producers stay profitable.
Yeah, it's a common question, and especially, there's a couple scenarios. One is when we have drought damage silage or corn, or hail damage, right? Those are kind of abnormal or unique situations, I would say. Hopefully abnormal and certainly unique. But if we're talking normal corn crop, right? Productive field, looks like going to be good yields, and certainly looks like good yields this year. They avoided any of those abnormal situations. So in that scenario, it's really important to price it correctly, both for the crop producer or your neighbor, as well as for yourself. And I think people remember rules of thumb. And the old days, the rules of thumb, everybody remembered 10 times corn price. And then you hear 12 times corn price. And that's those have some value, but that's when it's delivered to the cattle. And 10's not the right number, and turns out 12's only right sometimes. But when you're talking about standing in the field, we actually have calculated it, and it's a little complex, but it comes out to be about 7.6 to 7.8 times the price of corn. The actual number, if everybody wants to know, the actual number is 7.65 times the price of corn. A couple of key things there. One is that assumes 35% dry matter. And then that's obviously corn price that's 85% dry matter. So for example, if we just take $4.25 per bushel corn, you'd simply take 4.25 times 7.65, and that's your as-is ton price for the corn silage standing in the field. But again, that's assuming it's 35% dry matter. So if it's drier than that, obviously that ratio, that price per ton can go up because you're getting more dry matter. Conversely, if it's wetter, which is what I really worry about, then you're buying water. And this is what I also strongly recommend everybody does with lots of wet feeds. Probably should do it with dry feeds too. But at the time of purchase or the time of chopping, sample that and get a moisture on it. Send it into a lab, and you can sample it, take a bunch of samples across days and then composite them into one or however you want to do it. But get a dry matter or moisture on that at the time of harvest, not the time of feeding it. And the reason that's important to get it at the time of harvest is because corn silage will actually get wetter as it's in the bunker by about 1 percentage point. But anyway, I think the best way to do it is simply a ratio adjustment on that price. As it gets drier, you would increase that price. As it gets wetter, you would decrease the price, just on a ratio. So that 30.6, you could multiply times the ratio that's drier or wetter, if that makes sense.
Today's program was a portion of an interview taken from the Beef Watch podcast offered by Nebraska Extension. To hear the entire interview, go to beef.unl.edu or download from Apple Podcasts. For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.